All right. Welcome to training camp. And as you get started in a training camp, everybody looks at the schedule and who's the first opponent. And we look at that differently, as we are the first opponent. And honestly, it's a pretty tough matchup. And I know you hear a lot of coaches through the years have said iron sharpens iron, and there's a lot of truth to that. And we have a hell of a lot of iron that's going to be on this field. So thanks to Adam and his crew, like, we're ready to get this thing rocking. At the start of it, competition, that's what drives training camp. And that's over the next 5 to 6 weeks. And if you really love ball and your teammates and, like, a really hard-ass challenge, like, training camp's kind of the coolest part to do that. You can imagine a DB trying to match wits with Jaden, or being a running back in the open field against Bobby Wagner and that kind of tackle, like, the guy's absolute tackling G. You know, can you beat him? Or a defensive end going against Laramie Tunsil, or a guard against Payne. All these little matchups helps you bring out your best going against their best. And each summer, everybody asks me, hey, what's your favorite part of training camp? And I point to that. I say, it's always the competition and seeing these matchups and seeing what goes on. And so that's why we love it so much. It's that time, and we get to do that together. So I'm fired up to get rocking with you guys. I know AP's going to have an opener as well, and then we'll get into some questions and get the whole thing rolling. Cool?
Thank you. Your opening statements are always a lot better than mine. I just want to start and say thanks for you guys for all being here and really excited for this year. I know there was a lot of excitement last year, and this year feels even more for myself in terms of just what we've built here and what our ownership has allowed us to build. And you see, you won't be able to see everything right now, but as you guys get into it, we've done a lot of improvements to really everything here. We got a new bubble. I'm sure you guys have seen that out there. The fields look incredible. Shout out to Pete Benevento and his crew. But really, when you guys get into the building and the things that Josh has allowed us to build for the players, really proud of that and really thankful for that. We have a new locker room. We have new meeting rooms. We have a new nutrition center. Like I said, new bubble. It just goes on in terms of the things that we've been able to do. Tons of new recovery stuff for our players. So we're really proud of all that and really thankful to Josh and Mark Klaus and his crew for making this all happen. So just touch base on the recent signing. We signed Von Miller yesterday and just really excited to add him to the fold too. Not only is he one of the best pass rushers of all time, but he's equally incredible in the locker room, and we're going to continue to bring guys like that in the locker room. So really excited about that move, and really with that, take your questions and get rolling.
All right, Adam, this one, we'll start off with the fun stuff right away for you. What has been communicated to you about Terry, whether reporting or not reporting, what's been communicated to you about him?
Yeah, we haven't spoken about that, but just like with really all of our players, we're expecting everybody to be here today.
And then for both of you, he talked a lot last week about his situation, a lot of frustration. He talked about wanting to feel valued. I'm curious what you guys thought about that. And then, Adam, if you can talk about where things do stand with him as far as an extension.
First, I think, without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations. And we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
Adam, with regards to Von Miller, how much was just obviously his career speaks for itself, but how much was it like watching OTAs and minicamp thinking we need a little more, or was this sort of the plan to kind of add somebody all along?
Yeah, I think in our conversations with DQ and myself and the staff, we did see pass rusher is something we still wanted to add throughout the time. During free agency, we looked to add a few guys and didn't work out. So, but we saved some money aside really to in order to do this and find out the best guy out there. And I've had a lot of history with Vaughn and know the type of person he is. Obviously, his play speaks for himself. And when you turn on the tape from last year, I was like shocked to see how good he still was and how well he got off the ball and just what type of impact he had on the field. and knowing the type of impact he had in the locker room in Denver, and then, you know, getting unsolicited calls from the teams that he's been on since then talking about what a great guy he is, that really made it you know, a really easy decision for us to bring him in. We brought him in a couple weeks ago, or I don't know, it's been a few weeks now, but had a great meeting with him and just knew he was the right guy to bring in, so we were thrilled to have him.
And for both of you, apologies in advance, you guys had a pretty distraction-free season last year for the most part. There's been some news lately involving the stadium, the president weighing in on that. Does that get to any part of the building? Do you guys, is it something that you guys even think about, discuss, or what do you kind of react to that?
Yeah, let me take that.
Sure.
So, you know, in term, I mean, look, we're really focused on everything in the building and getting ready for this season and getting our guys in here and getting the building ready, as I talked about, with everything. And in terms of, you know, anything, whether it's the stadium or anything else, you know, those things aren't really, they don't come to our, you know, they don't really make it to us. So we really just try to focus on what's going on in here and getting ready for the season.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Coach, this question's for you.
Okay.
I go back to last year, Sam Cosmi's comments on Frankie Louvu, kind of getting to know him, and then kind of, I don't know, being surprised, but maybe being kind of just impressed by he's not just a linebacker, but he can rush, like that was kind of Sam's words. When you see that type of, like, maybe an unexpected characteristic about a player you brought in, what, as a coach, like, kind of how does that strike you?
You know what's cool, David, about when you go from, like, year one to year two, they've now realized what other things can a person do, and highlighting how we feature players into different spots. And so I think that's a good example of that, where he doesn't always have to be exactly the position that he had. What we found is this collaboration, you know, amongst teammates, offense, defense, on teams, the way they help each other, support each other. That's what we'd hope to build. That's the standard of a commander, of somebody that's, like, digging in hard to try to get one another better. And that's kind of what the cool part of being a part of this team, the environment they created together to recognize these special traits in one another, and then saying, hey man, that's hard when you line up there or do this move, or I can see how you tipped it away, so be careful of that. So the feedback across the ball, in the locker room, outside the locker room, it's what we'd hope to create an environment. It doesn't happen like right overnight, but it does take place once you get to know each other better and find their strengths. So that's what's going to be fun to me about going into this camp for 5 to 6 weeks, because we've also added some new players into that mix, and to see them into that spot, like, I'm really excited. This is a number of players' first training camp here with us.
And then you talked before about second-year players in the NFL, just general second-year players taking that biggest leap this season. How early can you kind of hope to really see signs of that expansion of their talents?
Yeah, we had about, I guess, 10 rookies or so that were on the roster, maybe the 53, either at some point or most of the time last season. And that's pretty traditional that you see this jump happen from, like, year one to year two. So this spring, man, did we see it in Sinnott, and we saw it in Newton and Jordan McGee and others. One, I think, that's unusual, and they'll get better, but Jaden and Mikey, they kind of corrected it in season. They didn't have to wait till the off season. I think that speaks a little bit to their rarity. Like, it's normal to fight your ass off in the season and take your lumps, and then in the off season, I got to get better at this, I got to work on this. Those two, with the experience they had, they kind of self-corrected faster. That didn't mean they didn't get better this spring, but we are really excited to see Javonte and Brandon and some of the others in this role that they're going into their second year. It's a big deal. And most of it, David, is confidence. You know, I've done this, I know what to do, I worked on this skill. And once you get to that space where you're not relying on just your talent anymore, but the skill that you've developed at the position, that's the secret sauce, man. If you can get those skills right, and it takes oftentimes into that second or third year to do that. So we're excited to see the work they put in take place out here on the field.
Hey there, is it good morning or afternoon? Adam, I think you're off the hook with me. Both of my questions are for you, Coach.
Okay.
So what's the focus for this week or in the next couple of days here with camp?
Yep, so we start off, we're going to emphasize from a team standpoint, we're on the practice field, and it's a ramp up. So you don't want to go 0 to 100 miles an hour that fast. So The practices will go in length. We'll even start on more of a condensed field. So the ramp up is designed to maximize, you know, the player for their safety to where they're going, and then we'll build up into it. So the first 3 days, first one is just helmets, and then we call it shells, where it's just lighter pads. And so we'll work our way into pads. So we're not going to miss one step along the way of their development. And that'll really go all the way through the next week. And then the following week, we'll go up to New England. We'll have a practice there before the preseason game. So we're just not going to miss the steps. The installing of the system, that's what it's all about, Kenny. If we can get that part right and find the right drills and put the people in the right spots, everybody has a lot of the same plays. It's not what's called, it's how you do it, how you can execute it. And so that's what the real teaching goes on here over the next few weeks. How sharp can you get at your skills?
And just reflecting back on OTAs and minicamp, can you share any examples of how you've seen some of the returning players and the new players, right, how they've been able to build camaraderie and just getting used to this system?
Yeah, I think when you ask the question of, like, what did I see on the field, like, on the offensive side, like Sinnott and Coleman, they jumped out to me in some different ways. Brandon moving inside the guard and, like, putting in the work to do that. Sinnott all coming off a shoulder surgery. He rehabbed so hard where during that off-season part, he and Sam were two of the ones we saw every day still while they were getting themselves ready. And I saw that confidence come out onto the field. As far as onboarding new players, it was the rookies who arrived a few days early here. But in the off-season, the veterans who were new, the rookies who were new, knowing this is our standards, this is our expectations of how we do things here, to see that take place, that was a big deal, because you do have to fast track those relationships, Candy, to be as strong and committed as we can.
Hi.
Hey, Dave. Welcome.
Yeah. Wow, it's such an easy commute today. It's amazing.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, one for each of you. You just mentioned Brandon. Obviously, Sam and Biadasz had a great chemistry last year with the call, line calls and the checks and everything.
Right.
I just wonder, how up to speed is Brandon with that already? What has to happen for that to start being seamless as you go getting ready for the season?
Well, the first thing is the communication, you know, playing next to somebody. And so with Laramie and Biadasz and the voices and the calls, making sure those happen. The good news at that position, it's in the meeting rooms, it's in walkthroughs, it's on the field. And so I was pleased to see all that development take place for him. And he's had experience at it in college, so it wasn't so far off to change that. But we didn't move him around in the spring. We really said, hey, this is where we want you to lock in and go focus on.
For Adam, you have a lot of moving parts with Terry. You have history, you have future, you have philosophy. I wonder where all of those points meet for you and the organization in terms of trying to find a deal that's fair for the organization, but also fair to Terry and what he means to the team.
Yeah, that's always probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, you know, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, you know, our financial situation and all that. But, you know, I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, you know, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and, you know, negotiating in good faith. All those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So, as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it and what the player would, Ed Terry in this instance, is, you know, comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards and we're having some good conversations and we'll continue to.
For Adam, you had mentioned your past relationship with Von Miller and his kind of value in the locker room, but from the outside looking in, he's also someone who's had a couple of off-field suspensions in the past. So when you're maybe talking to fans, how heavily do you weigh those kind of off-field concerns and try to, like, relay that to fans when you're making those kinds of decisions?
Yeah, it's a great question, and certainly, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of players, you know, you look into their – we always look into everybody's background, right? And some are more public than others, but you know, there's always things where people make mistakes. We're all human beings, and you look at those each kind of individually, you know, each situation individually, try to get the most information you can and make the decision based off that. It's not always, you know, what you read. It's not always, you know, what you hear first off. Just we all know that in the news. You really got to do your own work, and we have a lot of people that do that for us. And then you either are comfortable with it or you're not. And with Vaughn, knowing the type of person he is, knowing, you know, the nature of situations, we felt really comfortable with that. And we did a lot of research to back that.
Yeah, and also for you, I'm sure Coach would hate saying win now because every season is a win now season. But the moves that you guys made this offseason, trading for Debo, trading for Laremy, signing Vaughn, those are all very... you know, trying to capitalize off of last season. When you're looking at building this roster to contend, how much do you weigh Jaden's contract, whereas how valuable it is now, and how much he's probably going to be making in a few years?
Yeah, that's a good question too. I think you know, you always want to build your roster to win now and then win in the future. And I think the moves that we made, those allow us to do both. Really, you know, with the nature of those. Whether the deals or the contracts or however you say it, but you know, we're always looking to field as good of a team as we can every year, and however we can do that, we'll do that, and without mortgaging the future. In terms of Jaden's, he's on his rookie deal, so that does give us more financial flexibility, but we were just talking about this the other day. I mean, out of the four teams that were in the championship game, we were the only one that had a quarterback on his rookie contract still. So it's still possible to win after you pay a quarterback. And so, you know, whether you talk about a window, I don't know what a window is in terms of that. Hopefully our window is as long as we're here. And that's what we're building for. Yeah.
Adam, if I'm not mistaken, hey, I think you were involved with a couple of kind of longer holdouts in San Francisco, Bosa and Trent Williams, that didn't end until like early September. Like, is this just part of the process for you? Are you calm about it? Or what's the sense of urgency when a deal hasn't gotten done and Trent camp is starting?
Yeah, I think, you know, those were, you know, I wasn't so much directly involved, but I was a part of it, so I understood how it went. And you know, a lot of contract, but I think that's just kind of the nature of our business. You know, you would like to get these things done quicker than longer, but it's not always going to happen that way. So I think for me, just seeing those things secondhand, really not firsthand, but understanding how that went, just understanding that you know, first of all, we're dealing with a really, in the case of Terry, a really good player and a really good person. So really understanding that and never losing sight of that and making sure that, you know, every conversation we have is very, you know, straightforward, honest, and in good faith, and just keeping that mindset throughout, because there's going to be twists and turns, but just having, you know, that confidence and just understanding that our goal is to get a long-term deal done. And so just keeping focused on that, and you know, whatever happens, you know, along the way, just understand that he's a great player and we want to keep him here.
And Dan, what's lost if he's not here, just in terms of working with Jaden, working with the offense? He's such a big part of what you guys do.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the hypotheticals of what if or what not. So let's, better question for now, it's a part. So we're planning, like Adam said, for everybody to get here and get rocking. Okay. Sam, yeah, he's doing great. He's had a really strong off season, and we're not going to miss one step of him along the way. So the guys are doing their physicals today, and so I can give you a follow-up of where he's at tomorrow. But he's really hitting all the markers, Nikki, that we had set, you know, that we'd hope to see. And so that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, I think with Debo, what I've seen is, and I didn't see him as last year in San Francisco, but just he's always had a great joy about him, and it seems as good as it's ever been in terms of his love for being around football, playing football, being around his teammates, and being on the football field. And it was almost enhanced this spring, just the way maybe he's, and I don't want to speak for him, but maybe being in a new offense and having new challenges, he seems like he's really revitalized, and he's been an awesome teammate, and he's really in, you guys will see him, he's working his tail off to be in excellent shape. But the one thing that probably every player that comes here, and when we play in our offense, it's fast. So understanding that it's a little different than a huddle-up offense where you have to – so he's taken that challenge on and really worked on, you know, having great wind and being able to play over and over and over again. And he's really worked his tail off this whole offseason. So really excited to see where he's going to go. But in terms of how he's been so far, I couldn't be more pleased.
The word I think of for him is for Debo, I think of joy. Like, he has it. Like, you see it on the practice field, you see it in the meeting rooms. There's an energy that he brings to our team that is, you feel it. And I certainly did right from the beginning.
This question's for Dan. Obviously, you're a rookie quarterback, not a rookie anymore. Jaden Daniels had a pretty good year last year. So what's the next step, the evolution of Jaden Daniels? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think more growth. And one thing I've learned over the year from Jaden, and there's no limits on him. You know, because this is somebody that absolutely is a savage from a work standpoint and just absolutely puts it in. So the skill work, the techniques, the knowledge of the offense, all of those things are going to be enhanced. And he's thrown himself an excellent offseason. We had a good conversation on the phone just the other night, chopping it up about the team, the summer, the offseason, and you can feel his energy. And just walking out here, you know, when you walk into our building, there's a lot of energy with our team, and he's right in the middle of all that. But I would never count him out or, you know, put him, mistake him for not doing anything other than absolutely emptying the tank to go for it.
And Adam, for you, comparing your feelings about the roster construction last year at this time versus to where you are today going into your second training camp in Washington. Give me your feelings, differences about just how you feel overall about the roster construction, what this team looks like right now compared to where it was last year.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think we're better. You know, I would. But really just it was cool to see the players that we hadn't been with last year get so much better and get so much closer last year and work together. And then all the players that we drafted get so much better. And then bringing in a lot of guys from, through trades or free agency this year and see how those guys mesh together too. So really like impressed with the job that DQ's done and bringing everybody together. I think that's probably the coolest thing. And from year zero to year one and then year one to year two, continuing that. So I think we have a better roster. That doesn't always mean you're going to have more or less wins, but certainly really excited about the group that we have together, not just the talent, but just the people.
For Adam, the Commanders have the oldest roster in the NFL. I guess first, how does that hit you? And second, is that kind of based on the dearth of talent or playable players that were here when you came in? How does that happen?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton of factors that go into that, and there are a ton of factors that go into that. But I think really, signing guys like Bobby or Zach, those guys, I think we showed last year, people thought we brought them in to be like coaches on the field, but certainly they are. They pass along a ton of knowledge, not just to the guys in their position group, but to guys across the whole defense or the offense. And Bobby and Jaden have a great relationship too, understanding and making each other better. But we saw with those guys, they're still really, really good players. And that goes the same for a guy like Vaughn. He's older, but he's still got a lot in the tank. So we're going to look for great players that fit us, and whether they're 22 or 35, if they can help us win, we're gonna bring them in.
Before you two guys arrived,
this place wasn't exactly a desirable place for a lot of free agents to come. In talking with agents and talking with the players, they're like, yeah, we're good. What have you found in this last year talking to agents and players about coming to the Washington Commanders?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it really helped me a ton last year. And I think I've said this before, but not only players, but coaches wanted to come coach for DQ, and players wanted to come play for DQ. You know, Tyler Biotis wanted to come play here, and he wasn't a defensive player. You know, DA, Dante Fowler, there's a lot of really good players, Bobby Wagner, that would not have come here if we didn't have DQ. You know, so I think it starts there. And then the culture that he's created, guys talk. And, you know, he's guys that are going to be free agents that we see and that we play against, they like, I want to come play for you. And so I'm very proud of the fact that to be a part of something like that and to be a part of something that DQ and his staff have created and that people want to come here and play. And obviously it helps when you have a quarterback like Jaden. You know, guys want to come play and catch passes from them, guys that want to come block for them, guys that want to come play on the other side and get sacks at the end of games to close out the games if we're ahead. So that makes it a lot easier. But certainly it started with Coach Quinn and the culture that he built.
Together with Adam, we're proud of the culture and the environment that's getting created here, and it's through the players and their connection to one another, how hard they're going to go for one another. And so as special as last year was, like, it's on to this and this journey with this crew, and man, like, we're so pumped to do that, and so we're not going to miss one bit of it. So it's an awesome time to be here and get rolling with everybody. But I think together that's one thing that we're really proud of, and we work hard at that part to make sure this could be a place where you can absolutely be your best self and also as a team. And like, that's a really lofty goal, but we're going to go after it as hard as we can.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you.